Welcome to the Healthy ADHD Podcast. Same podcast, different name. I am your host, Liz Lewis. And like I said before, I do not want to host another boring podcast. If you look on iTunes, there are a gazillion podcasts about ADHD. I'm totally serious. You should check. Look, I just don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The Healthy ADHD Podcast
is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Okay, welcome back to this Healthy ADHD Podcast. Did you hear that? I almost said CNADHD. Okay, Liz. All right, funny story. I recorded this podcast. This is the second part of my home management, women in the home with ADHD type series. I already recorded this podcast, but then I screwed it up. I screwed up my website, changed the domain. I've had a lot of Liz messing around with the tech in the last week and it has not gone well. So I'm going to do this again. I'm going to talk about ADHD and home management. I'm going to actually use two of my, again, I have these posts that are kind of old, but kind of popular. I'm going to use these two posts to talk about managing a home with ADHD without losing your mind. Now, before I start, I want to say I am by no means an expert on cleaning and organization and running a home, but I have gotten to a place where I feel like I can manage. Most of the time I can manage. Is it perfect? No. Does it look like restoration hardware in my house? Absolutely not. But I've kind of come to peace with the housekeeper that I am. Okay? So before you send me the hate mail, just keep that in mind. I am not an expert. These are just some things that work for me. All right, the first post I'm going to refer to is called 5 Steps to a Simplified Home Management System. I actually wrote this probably a year ago. I don't know. I have a neighbor who I adore who is like a super mom. She has 3 kids. Her husband is a doctor, and he's actually an ER doctor. So he works wild and crazy hours. And she was telling me the one time that she gets so sick of making dinners because her husband sometimes makes it home. Sometimes he says he'll make it home, and then he doesn't. And she's got these 3 children. And so she's always trying to like feed everybody, right? Feed him when he gets home, feed the kids, and keep everybody happy. I said one day, and I remember this conversation from when I wrote this post, I said, why don't you just cook what you want and just be done with it? Like, instead of worrying about making all 3 of your kids happy, and by the way, her kids range in age from, gosh, I'm going to say 3 is the youngest and the oldest is in 5th grade, so maybe 10, and she's got 3 of them. And it was funny, when I said it to her, she was like, oh, I never really thought about that. I should just make what I want to eat and, you know, keep snacks around the house. And if they don't want to eat it, then that's the way it is. And I was like, I was like, in that way, when your husband gets home at a strange hour, leave him a little note and just be like, oh, dinner's in the fridge, whatever. It was funny because when I told her to do it, it had just never occurred to her before to just keep it really simple and make what she wanted because the kids weren't offering any suggestions. He wasn't. Right? Okay. So here are my 5 tips for a simplified home management system. And no, I don't keep a giant home management binder. I had somebody ask me to make a home management binder once, and I was like, yeah, I don't see that happening. Number one, plan less. I'm serious. Every day, somebody tells me that they're not getting enough done around their house. Every day, at least once a day, someone in my group says, I'm not getting enough done. Some people work at home. Some people work outside the home. Some people are stay-at-home moms, and that is a huge job. But one thing they all seem to have in common is this feeling that they're not getting enough done in the house. The house doesn't look the way they want. Maybe it doesn't even smell the way they want. I don't know. But there is no normal when it comes to housekeeping, and I always point this out. And when you go to your friends' houses, that is, they knew you were coming, okay? That is not what it looks like every day. If I ask anybody in my private group, I say, okay, what is on your agenda? What are you trying to get done at home today? They will rattle off like 20 or 30 items. And I just talked about this. I wrote a post about this last week about these to-do lists, these never-ending to-do lists, and what a total waste of time it is. And I always say, nobody's going to do 20 or 30 things. You're not. Not only are you not going to do it, but if you have ADHD, you're definitely not going to do it because you're going to get overwhelmed. And you're not going to know how to prioritize these 20, 30, 40, 50 items on your master list here. I think it's a lot more effective to do maybe 3 things in a day. Especially if you're specifically focused on being at home, try to pick 3 things to do today. You know, if you just want to focus on bathrooms, then maybe if you have more than one bathroom, clean the toilets and wipe down the sinks. I think that's sufficient. You can feel a sense of satisfaction just doing the sinks and the toilets. If you feel really motivated, do the showers. But my point is to not have 30 things on your list and then feel bad about yourself because you didn't do it. All right. So that's 1, plan less. 2, cook less, which I just addressed at the very beginning. I have written so many posts on this topic and I have talked about this to the point of idiocy. You do not need to cook every day of the week. Keep the food that you and your family like. Keep it in your house, in stock, as much as possible. Plan a couple meals a week. Make a lot of it. Maybe even double the recipe. Keep the recipe really simple. Make like 1 chicken dish, 1 meat-free dish, whatever. Start with your protein, add a side. If you need a starch, buy one of those ready rice packs. I do not think you need to be planning 5-6 meals a week. It's just not necessary. And what are you trying to prove? Don't do it. Just don't, okay? So that's 2, cook less. 3, use less calendars. I know a lot of women with ADHD. I talk to a lot of women with ADHD. And we love calendars. We love planners. I bought 2 planners in the year 2018. And I even bought stickers and colored pens and all kinds. Oh, washi tape. I bought all this crap because it was so fun to decorate. And I rarely stick with any of it. No matter how much fun the decorating process was, I never ever stick with it. At this point, I have whittled it down to a Google Calendar that my husband and I share, because then he can add things and he can remind me of appointments like doctor stuff. He can remind me of things. I also have a very large wall calendar. That's it. I do use Google Calendar and I use a wall calendar. I stopped spending probably hundreds of dollars a year on fun planners. I did. I still like colored pens and I still use colored pens a lot, but I don't buy all the planners anymore. I stick with 2. And just as an extra bit of information, my giant wall hanger is actually next to my refrigerator because I eat a lot. And I figure that's the best place for me to munch and stare at the calendar. And I'm not joking. That's how I work. So don't buy a bunch of calendars that you're not going to use. I know I like it too, but just don't do it. Okay. So that's 3. Buy less calendars, use less calendars. 4, do less one day per week. Choose a lazy day. I don't care which day it is. For me, it's usually Sunday. I don't do housework and cleaning. I might throw a load of towels in the laundry. I don't open mail. I don't cook. I mean, I'll cook maybe something in the Instant Pot if I'm super motivated, but half the time we just eat leftovers on Sunday. I don't usually nap. I'm not a good napper. But I call it lazy Sunday. I read books, I snuggle, I watch movies and eat popcorn for lunch with my kid. I do work out in the morning. Maybe that's what allows me to relax during the day. I don't know, but I will relax. It is possible to just pick a day and be like, this household stuff is not happening. And allow yourself permission. I think it's important. And then the next day you feel a little bit more refreshed. All right. The last thing I have on here is about apps. We love apps. I'm currently playing with an app that my friend Jacqueline is working on. It's called Do the Thing. I used to have apps for meal planning, task lists. I used to do this Kanban Flow thing, which is an app for task listing, like moving your tasks to in process or completed. I used to have a calendar app. I used to have a workout app and a food logging app too, because I'm very OCD about what I eat. And if I utilize all of these apps every day, that is like 2 hours of my life, 2 hours of my day. I don't do that anymore. I just don't. I got rid of a lot of the apps except for the one I mentioned, my friend Jacqueline's. I do have the Google Calendar on my phone, though I don't check my shared calendar on my phone at all. I haven't been downloading all these productivity apps, because the more time I spend organizing and playing in my apps and setting up random reminders. That's the other thing. All these reminder apps, you know, I keep setting them up and I spend all this time doing it. And then when they ding or make the sound, I get totally annoyed by it. So I'm not doing that anymore. I find that I'm getting more done when I have less to check on, so to speak. And this goes for social media as well. And I know you guys probably get sick of me harping on social, but I kind of have a thing right now where I check my social media usually 2 times a day. And I try to batch content anyway, but I find that the more time I spend going from app to app and checking to see and responding to other people, like it, again, it can just swallow hours of my day. So the phone in and of itself is a little bit of a problem, but then all the apps we put on it cause a problem as well. So let me review really quickly before I move on. These are 5 ways to simplify your home management. First, plan less. Don't make giant lists. Don't plan a few things a day. 2, cook less. Don't cook every day. Oh my God, I can't say it anymore. 3, use less calendars and planners. Don't have 3 different planners and calendars, one for work, one for home, one for your kids' appointments and sports schedule. Like, no, you can't have all these calendars happening. It'll just make you confused. 4, do less 1 day per week. Pick a day as a lazy day where you're not going to focus on your house and everything you think is wrong and needs to be organized or cleaned. Pick a day to just take off. 5, really pay attention to the apps and the stuff you're doing on your phone, okay? Because the apps are just going to slow you down. They really will. They will slow you down. Okay. I want to say this again. I am not a cleaning expert or a home organization expert, but I have had to find ways to make it less painful for myself. And this is what I do. This comes from a post that I called A Game Plan for a Stress-Free Cleaning Schedule. It has these rubber gloves on the front in the graphic. And I wrote this again like 3 years ago. And for some reason, people really like it.
I always get a little nervous when people start asking me for very specific guidance and structure for cleaning schedules, because I know how our brains work. And I know that you think you want me to tell you what to do, but you really don't. Because as soon as I do, you're just going to rebel against it. With that said, here we go.
I don't love to clean. I don't get satisfaction from cleaning. I don't know. Maybe you do. But my favorite things to do are like reading, exercising, buying stuff on Amazon Prime. Cleaning is not on the list. Cleaning is not in my top 10. If I make a list of every cleaning task that needs to be done each week in my house, I will lose it. I just can't take it. I'll start crying or screaming or something. A couple of years ago, before my son was born, I decided that I would create a cleaning schedule for myself. And if I knew that if I tried to put too many things into one day, that I would become really avoidant and I would procrastinate and then I wouldn't do it. And then I'd have shame about not doing it. And so this is the deal for me. The key to managing your house cleaning is to separate your home into manageable domains or categories. This, again, for me, includes kitchen, living areas, bedrooms, bathrooms, and I always say, you know, general maintenance, things like paperwork and mail and laundry, I guess, would be general maintenance. This is what I do. I divide my home into domains based on the day of the week. Now, I don't do it exactly this way every week or all the time, but I have this sort of outline in my head just so I have a go-to. It's really simple. I don't know why more people don't think about it this way, but this is how I've done it. Pick a day and do your kitchen. Now, when I say do your kitchen, I don't mean spend hours. You don't have to, you know, scrub on your hands and knees or anything. I know kitchen, and in particular, food safety is really important, but you don't have to spend hours doing this. For me, I tend to do things like clean the kitchen floor. I like things like the Swiffer because the Swiffer is really easy to use. Spray, Swiffer, do the whole kitchen. Once in a while, probably not as often as I should, I will take a bunch of Clorox wipes. I will pull the countertop appliances like the coffee maker and the toaster out, and I'll clean the countertops. I do not use paper towels and spray cleaner because honestly, it's annoying. I know Clorox wipes are not great for the environment, but this is how I clean my countertops. I do the same thing in the bathroom. Every so often, I will wipe down the shelves in my fridge or take them out and wash them. Not every week. After I do the floors and the counter, I like to clean off the kitchen table. And that's it. That is my whole kitchen routine. That's it. And it's shockingly simple, and I do it in less than 15 minutes usually, and I call it done. Floors, countertops, table, done. That's it. Then you pick a day to do your living spaces. My house has a basement. I call it the bar room. It's my husband's man cave. And then we have a regular living room. I will take a vacuum and try to get the animal hair from both of the living spaces. I actually recently purchased a robot vac. Does a great job. If you don't even have pets or children, you might not have to do this. You might not have to get the loose dirt every week, but I do. After you do your living spaces, I'm going to tell you, dust, most people are allergic to dust, but nobody likes to dust. And I figured out something sort of funny. Swiffer dusters, they do create a little trash because you throw them away. Or if you're not allergic, an old school feather duster. You wouldn't believe how funny it is to listen to, I don't know, Aretha Franklin or a good podcast, whatever, and feather dust your living space to get the excess dust off of your electronics. If you have a mantle, dust over the mantle. It really doesn't take that long, though. That's it. I don't rip out all the couch cushions and vacuum underneath them every week. Hell no. Can I say hell in a podcast? I don't know. But I don't do that every week. I just don't. I'll admit that. Spend 15 minutes on the floors and the dust in your living space. Then you can pick a day to do your bedrooms. Bedrooms are a little trickier. Some of us leave piles of clothing everywhere. I mean, I'll just admit it, I do. Sometimes I have to move my piles just to clean in my bedroom. I'm thinking about adding some hooks. I've been told hooks are really good for ADHD people because you can still see all your stuff. So that's something I would do. I would pick up the stuff that you've left in piles. I know the piles mean something to you and you know what's in each pile, but pick up the piles, clean underneath them, and then decide if the piles are going right back or if you're going to maybe hang things up, put them in the drawers, or maybe launder them, whatever you want to do. The other thing I do in my bedroom is I will pick up the loose like pocket change and the stuff that you take out of your pockets and like dump on the surface of the dressers and stuff. I do this. My husband doesn't do it so much. I do that. And I will use a feather duster sometimes in my bedroom just to get the dust so that we can sleep a little bit better. Again, less than 15 minutes. And in terms of stripping the bed sheets, I do that. But half the time I do it when my husband's with me so he can help me put the new sheets on. That's it. I mean, really, that's it. Pick up the junk, stuff you got out of your pockets, dust around, change your sheets. That's all you got to do. Again, you just pick a day. Bathrooms. Let's move on. Bathrooms. I used to do bathrooms on Mondays. I don't know why. I just decided Mondays would be bathroom day. I have small bathrooms. I use Clorox wipes. I will wipe down my whole sink. I'll wipe around the toilet. I will clean out the toilet with the brush. And every so often, I will, usually when I'm taking a shower, I will scrub down my shower tile. I'm telling you, you can keep your bathroom pretty clean. I mean, at least sanitary in less than 10 minutes. Unless you live in like a super fabulous house with big marble bathrooms. And if you do, if you have that house, I'm hoping you can pay someone to clean the bathroom for you. I'm just saying. Oh, and once in a while, I'll bust out the Windex and clean the mirrors because I have a 9-year-old boy. So yes, I do clean the mirrors once in a while. And the inside of the medicine cabinet. Every so often, I get grossed out by my kids smearing toothpaste everywhere. So I'll clean that up too. I'm telling you, each of these spaces, you only have to spend about 15 minutes on. You clean up the loose dirt on the floor. You wipe down the surfaces. You can dust if you need to dust. That's it. I mean, it's so much simpler. And if you just choose a day, like Mondays can be bathrooms. Tuesdays could be living spaces. Wednesday can be your kitchen. If you have a dining room and you want to dust around your dining room, like my dining room ends up being a disaster because I pile stuff on the table. Every so often, I will go in and dust around and just like move stuff. And, you know, in a week it looks the same, but it makes me feel accomplished that I did it. Pick a day. Pick a day and assign a part of your house, a domain of your house, to that day. Keep it really simple. Don't spend more than 30 minutes. You're just going to get frustrated. You're going to get bored. If your brain isn't occupied because all you're doing is cleaning, you're going to get grouchy, all right?
One other really cool part of this is that if you do this once over, once a week in all the spaces of your house, you won't need to go into panic mode or spend all day or all weekend cleaning your house because you think somebody's coming over. Do you know what I mean? We aren't good at thinking ahead, and this is one way of taking care of that problem and giving ourselves some needed structure.
I want to talk for just a second about general maintenance before I wrap up.
We with ADHD are really bad with paperwork, things that come in the mail. I don't know about you, but I dislike opening mail. But I have done this one thing for myself. Every day, even when my husband's out of town, I collect the mail from the mailbox. I separate the mail between his mail, my mail, and stuff I don't know what to do with. That's basically it. I create three categories, and I leave what I don't know what to do with for him. Yes, I'm sure this is very annoying for him. I know it is. But for us, this is the best thing. It's better than just ignoring the mail completely. You know what I mean? The moral of the story is don't ignore your mail. Don't. Create some kind of very simple filing system for yourself.
I do have a little separator with, I believe, three spots in it. And I will try to do general decluttering, as in yelling at my child, get your stuff back in your room, and he doesn't like it. But I will say that usually, maybe not every evening, but most nights of the week, I am saying to my child, move your stuff back to your room, because kids drag their stuff out into the main part of your house. I really like, there's this ebook, not an ebook, what is it? It's that organizing book that I like so much. I forget what it's called. She's been on Attitude Magazine. There's a really good book that has to do with decluttering for ADHD. Oh, and The Clutter Bug. The Clutter Bug. Her website is great. I will link to The Clutter Bug, and I will link to the book that I'm talking about that I can't remember the name of. I will link to that in the show notes. But this is the deal. This is the bottom line. All you have to do is divide your house into the different, you know, domains, the different rooms. Bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchen, living areas. If you got a dining room, you know, add that in if you want to. And then pick a day. You do not have to spend an hour in each room. And you do not want to try to do your whole house on Saturday. Because when you wake up on Saturday morning with the idea in your head that you're going to clean everything, trust me, it will not go the way you think it will. And then you're going to feel bad about it. There is no such thing as normal when it comes to housekeeping. I will link to a couple resources in the show notes. This is a much longer podcast than I normally do. Okay, I'm going to end it. I am not an expert in home management, in organization, in cleaning, but I've, like I said, I've sort of figured out ways to make it work. It is never going to look perfect. But we don't know what perfect is. There's no, what is perfect? If you can't define it, you certainly can't aim for it. Just do a couple of things every day that make you feel accomplished, that make you feel like you did something, that make you feel good. Stick around. Next time, I believe I'm going to share with you, yes, I'm going to share with you my ADHD meltdown, because I had a meltdown few weeks ago at this point. I guess I'm on my way out of it, but I'm going to share with you a little bit about the meltdown, what led to it, how I dealt with it, and probably a little, I like science, so probably a little bit about the science of ADHD meltdowns. If you don't mind my rambling, my sort of do what works philosophy, what you can, when you can, whatever, if you like that philosophy and you want to hang out with me and some of the women in my community, come and join the Enclave. I will link to that as well. Like I always say, we are stronger together.